The original developer of the desal plant, Stone & Webster, was hired in 1999 to complete the project by the end of 2002. But Stone & Webster declared bankruptcy in 2000, after which Covanta Energy took over operations. Covanta itself filed for bankruptcy in 2002, but created a subsidiary to continue building the desal plant. That subsidiary went bankrupt following failed tests in 2003 and was paid $4.4 million by Tampa Bay Water to be released from the project the following year. Also in 2004, the coalition of American Water, PRODESA, was hired for $29 million by Tampa Bay Water to remediate the desalination plant. Ken Hurd, the director of operations and facilities with Tampa Bay Water, described the status of the desal plant today.
Well, the project currently is in the remediation phase. We have started producing water again from the desal plant back in March of this year. We started the plant, or started the commissioning process, and we've since then have produced about 1.7 billion gallons of quality drinking water from the facility. We still have some testing that has to be done. We are making, or the contractor is making, some slight modifications to the pretreatment process, and we expect that very soon, you know, no later than the end of this year, we'll have the plant up and running at capacity.
Hurd said that despite the desalination plant's previous shutdowns, he is optimistic that major problems like that are in the past.
Well, I think with any project, there's a commissioning process, and you know, things are going to happen that you don't expect. But we expect to run this plant on a sustained basis. We're currently in a drought, so now is the time when it's nice to have that desalinated seawater there as an opportunity for us to meet our customer needs without relying too heavily on groundwater. But we believe that this project will be a successful project, and once we get through the testing phases, it's going to be around for generations to come.
Andy Shea is the USA Development Director for Acciona Agua, the company that succeeded PRODESA America Corporation in its partnership with American Water to remediate the desalination plant.
Right now, we've been running between 10 to 20 million gallons a day. We're waiting to go up to 25 million gallons a day. We're waiting for final certification of one modification on our pretreatment diatomaceous earth system.
Do you have a timetable for that? How long do you think it'll take?
We're waiting to hear back from the local office of the Florida DEP. They're extremely busy. They're extremely hardworking folks there. We anticipate hearing back from them in the next couple weeks here and then bringing the facility fully online for our run-in and acceptance test.
Shea described to WMNF the modifications that are being made to bring the desal plant to full capacity.
As you know, there's a lot of stuff in the water that needs to be removed before they go to the reverse osmosis membranes. So we've done extensive modification of the pretreatment system and the overall robustness of the plant.
In order for the plant to be certified as fully remediated, it has to go through an acceptance test in which it will run for two straight weeks and an average performance of 25 million gallons per day and a maximum capacity of 28.7 million gallons per day.
We're anticipating going through the run-in period before the middle of October and anticipate going into full acceptance testing shortly thereafter. We're looking forward to this to be a fully operating plant this year and look forward to serving the greater Tampa Bay Water community.
But Denise Lane is not convinced about the desalination plant's progress. Lane is the executive director of the Coalition for Responsible Growth. She authored an op-ed in today's Tampa Tribune calling for an independent review of Tampa Bay Water by the Auditor General of the state of Florida because of recurring problems to create reliable alternative sources of water.
I know that we've been promised alternative water source, and this was like the number one top priority 10 years ago. We've been waiting for it to come online ever since. It still is not online, and we need to have that 25 million gallons a day that desal plant is supposed to produce.
Lane is concerned whether the desalination plant will get up to its full capacity.
A few months ago, there was what we called the desal settlement agreement, and it was discussed at that point, that desal plant was sold to us to generate 25 million gallons a day, if not more, at some point in the future. And about a year ago, all of a sudden, Tampa Bay Water realized it can't run that plant at 25 million for a very long period of time, or it is very high maintenance cost. So So they've gotten an agreement that pretty much levels it off at 15 million gallons a day. So we're already getting screwed out of 10 million gallons a day of water just because of the shenanigans that have been played.
Lane cautioned that the lack of alternative water sources, such as desalinated seawater, could mean that levels of growth in the region are becoming unsustainable.
So we are running a very dangerous political game right now. And unfortunately, we have, based on Tampa Bay water plans, our growth plans in all three counties, Pasco, Hillsborough, and Pinellas, are tied to water, that alternative water coming online, making sure it was going to be there so they can keep saying, yes, go, yes, go, yes, go. Well, not keeping up. No, they're not going to turn the well fields on tomorrow, but I predict within a year they have no choice.
To learn more about Tampa Bay Water and the desalination plant, visit tampabaywater.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.